Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time to go to church. It's time for Breakout Radio Church. So delighted to have you here at church this morning. And we are broadcasting, of course, on BPN Radio across America, around the world. And welcome to Breakout Radio Church. We're responding this morning to the words of Jesus, who said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person." So here we are on this Sunday morning, reaching out to people all over the world via radio. And Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer for all nations. And we are absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning, broadcasting from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. We are a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can become a member of this worldwide church. And after my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a part of this worldwide congregation. If you need prayer during this service, someone to talk to during this broadcast, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who is ready to visit with you in our prayer room anytime during this church service. All you need to do is go to bpnradio.com. Some of you may already be there. And go to bpnradio.com, scroll down, click on the little white church with a red roof, and you go in there to the church building and just click on the prayer room, and somebody will be there to visit with you, to pray with you. And after the service this morning, I'm also going to be able to visit. And remember, the prayer room is only open on Sunday morning. So if you're listening to a replay, it won't be open at this particular time, but it is on Sunday morning. So it's good to have you listening. And I want Gene Gentry to come. Gene and I are celebrating this year 50 years in the ministry, 55 years of marriage, 50 years in the ministry. And here we are, Gene, pioneering another ministry.
Yes, we are. And a good morning to all of you that are joining us this morning for Breakout Church. So glad you could join us, and I trust that you're going to be blessed today.
Well, I set myself in agreement with you, and the past 50 years has been a great journey. We've had the tremendous opportunity to serve God together, work together, and I've often said there's nothing that any two people can't do if they set themselves in agreement, willing to work with each other. And I'm very thankful for you. And I'm thankful for the opportunity, the rare opportunity, to be able to have a radio church that reaches across America and around the world. And so we're going to set ourselves in agreement. Father, we just pray the will of God be done. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement here on this Breakout Radio Church Day. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. As we worship you today, everybody, let's worship God. Have a great sermon.
Okay, guys, with me. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are worthy,
you are worthy,
worthy of praise,
worthy of praise.
I will follow,
I will follow,
I will listen,
I will listen,
I will love you,
I will love you,
all of my days.
Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you. You are a holy God, holy God. Lifting up holy hands to holy God, everybody. I'm so very, very thankful. Before we continue to worship him, we have had a call this morning from a friend of mine, Ron Lester, who hosts a program here on BPN Radio every week. And he has a friend, John Price, who has a brain bleed. This is not just an aneurysm, it's a brain bleed. And he's in critical condition today at a hospital in Tucson, Arizona. I told the people that we would pray for John Price. So, Father, we set ourselves in agreement for John Price. And we ask God for a miracle in John's life. And, Lord, we are so very, very thankful that we can know the power of prayer. And so we pray in Jesus' name for John Price. We also pray for Pat Aker in New Mexico, Artesia, New Mexico, that needs a miracle. And we pray for Pat Aker. Would you agree with me? Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And Father, we also pray today for those that will be listening in Lubbock, Texas area on KJAK 92.7 FM radio in Lubbock, Texas. 10 o'clock this morning, this service will be rebroadcast. And we just pray for the people that are listening to us in the Lubbock, Texas area on KJAK 92.7 FM radio. Bless the people that are listening today. And I'm going to be back to preach a word that God has put in my heart in just a few moments. But I want us to worship him just a little while and prepare our hearts to receive the ministry of the word today. Let's worship him today.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
I'll never
Everybody lifting up holy hands to the holy God. Lord, we just worship you today. We honor you today. We magnify your holy name today. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. We're so very, very thankful and grateful for all of your blessings to us today, Lord. Here at Breakout Radio Church, we worship you and we honor you and we magnify you today. You're a good God. You're awesome God, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Acts today, chapter number 9. While you're turning there today, most of you know, if you've heard me very long, you've heard me say many, many times that I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. And one of the most rewarding words I ever received was in 1985, after Gene and I had pastored for about 18 years, and I started traveling out to minister to other churches from Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, as Gene and I started our traveling ministry, 1985, don't go from church to church, but go where you have a connection. And I began to pray for these connections because I did not know exactly how that would work. And I began to ask the Holy Spirit to show me about that. Because up until 1985, I'd learned about friendships. I was a part of a certain denomination, and we had friendships, and we had fellowship, and we talk about how many we had in church on Sunday, and we'd talk about who was maybe causing a problem, or who was going to build a building, but I did not understand about relationships. I understood about friendships and fellowship, but not relationship. There's a lot of people that go through their entire lives and never know about relationships. And for many years, my fellowship was connected to people that were a part of my denomination or my circle of friends. And it was primarily based on doctrine and those who believe what I believed. And we had fellowship together. We hung out together, had meals together, sometimes took trips together. But all of that began to change in 1976 when I went to a full gospel businessmen's meeting in a neighboring town where I was pastoring at in Oklahoma, Duncan, Oklahoma. And there was a young man that was sharing his testimony on a Sunday night. I almost didn't go, but there were two couples in the church that I was pastoring, and they just insisted that I go and hear this young preacher from Dallas, Texas, who was a youth pastor at Beverly Hills Baptist Church in Dallas. So after he shared his testimony, I went up and introduced myself. I said, my name is Dale Gentry. He said, my name is Larry Lee. And he said, I'm supposed to come to, I came here to meet you. And I was taken aback by that, because here he was. I was a classical Pentecostal. He was a Baptist. I had short hair. He had long hair. And we were just two different worlds. He'd gone to seminary. I had not been to seminary. And so I invited him to come to Rush Springs, Oklahoma. He accepted the invitation, and two Sundays later, he came. And the first thing he said was, "Dale, is there a room where we could pray?" And so we went to the Sunday school room before the service, and we began to pray, and he began to pray in the Spirit. He began to pray in the Holy Ghost with other tongues. And this Baptist youth pastor began to prophesy over me and began to talk to me about things that have been going on in my life through words of knowledge and things that I were going to do. And there just became a Holy Ghost connection. And for the next 9 years, I was able to build a relationship with Larry Lee, not based on doctrine, not based on background, not based on certain likes or dislikes, but a divine Holy Ghost connection. He became a divine connection. And that's what, of course, I want to talk about today. Jesus set the example by choosing men to build a relationship with. He was not connected with very many people, very many men. He preached to a lot of people from time to time, but his ministry was built on connections, divine connections, relationships. And he set the example. And then we find, I'm going to get my big Bible here. We find in the book of Acts chapter 9, here's what it says. "And when Saul had come to Jerusalem," who later, of course, was the Apostle Paul, "and when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in, going out, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus." So Paul tried to get connected, but he could not get connected because it was not a divine connection. There's so many people today that they have, particularly I know pastors, they have all sorts of men in that they have that they don't know them, they don't have a relationship with them, and they just what we call have guest speakers. Where these guest speakers come in, blow out, maybe have a meal, make a deposit, but it's not about a relationship. And I know that there are some relationships that are only temporary, but also there are some relationships that are long-term, divine connections that can literally change your life. So what happened to me in 1976, I met this Baptist youth pastor by the name of Larry Lee. For 9 years, we built a relationship. And then in 1985, he invited me to come and be a part of his prayer ministry. At that time, he was a key player in calling the nation to pray. And I began to work with him. And as I began to go out to churches, the Holy Spirit began to say, "Don't go to church after church after church." He said, "I want you to go to churches where you have a connection, a divine connection. I want you to go where you have a relationship with a pastor." Well, that word literally changed my life. And so I can look back. This morning, I was in my prayer room early this morning, looking back at what happened out of that one relationship in the past, particularly the past 30-plus years. And out of that relationship with that man by the name of Larry Lee came these relationships. Larry Lee introduced me to B.B. Hankins, who later became my spiritual father, West Columbia, Texas. B.B. Hankins introduced me to Tom Peters, who became like a brother to me, an adopted brother. And Tom Peters was in Lake Worth, Florida, pastoring a great church. And Tom Peters introduced me to Bob Nichols, who is currently my pastor and has been for a number of years, and has pastored Calvary Cathedral International for over 50 years. So out of these four connections, I call them Holy Ghost lineage. Nearly all of the relationships that I built over 30 years and places that I ministered have came out of these four men. It's amazing now. That's why I believe that you can fulfill your will plan, the will plan and purpose that God has for your life through people that God has put in your life by divine connection. They have the keys to open doors that you could never open. For example, the Apostle Paul could not open the door, or Saul of Tarsus could not open the door that he wanted to be with the other disciples, but Barnabas had a connection. And somehow, God set up a divine connection with Barnabas, the disciple apostle, and with Saul of Tarsus. He brought Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, and connected him. It was a divine connection because the Apostle Paul, through that one connection with Barnabas, was able to minister throughout the East and throughout Israel, throughout Jerusalem, and many other places because of that connection. So I met Larry Lee, and he connected me to B.B. Hankins and John Ogle and Jim Burkett and Lawrence Neeson and Jeff Kinney and Bill Hart, Larry Hashida, Joel Cook, Evander Holyfield, David Shibley, Jesse Mason, Bob Schaefer, to the church in Roswell, out of that one divine connection. And then, of course, Larry Lee connected me to B.B. Hankins, and B.B. Hankins in turn connected me to Tom Peters, Norman Barnes, and Norman Barnes connected me to the nation of England, and connected me to Scotland and Ireland and Germany. And that one connection with B.B. Hankins connected me to Mark Hankins, Mike Hankins, Dr. David Remedios, Art Evans, Ralph Hagemeyer, Joe Ragland, Martin Smith, Gerald Coates, Noah Richards, John Noble, Godfrey Birtle, Michael Schonborn, India, Wembley Stadium, Marsham Street Revival, the Mooring family, R.T. Kendall, Billy Burns, all came out of that one relationship with B.B. Hankins, all those doors. And then with Tom Peters, he introduced me to Bob Nichols and Tony Miller and Jamie Peters and Kevin Dyson, Chuck Pelham, and then to the nations of Haiti and Belgium and France and Kenya and Burundi and Rwanda, Africa. It was amazing, all of these nations that I was introduced to through my divine appointments with Larry Lee, B.B. Hankins, and Tom Peters. And then with Bob Nichols, he introduced me to the White House, Don Clowers, Keith Johnson, and the nation of Canada, Tom Autry, and many others that were introduced. And from my relationships, my divine connections with these four men, Gene and I have been able to go to 30-something nations of the world. We have been able to minister in many different geographical locations, in many different places, to nations of the world. Wembley Stadium, where thousands of people came, the White House, the home of the president on two different occasions. All of these things happen because of divine appointments. I was able to minister to the president of the nation of Burundi, Africa, through my relationship with Tom Peters. And I was able to minister to the president and his cabinet there in Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa, and be able to speak to the leadership of that nation of 8 million people. And it's gone on and on and on. What I'm saying is I could still be in some small place. And that's exactly where Satan wants to keep many of you, in a small place. But God wants to give you a breakout. And once I got that breakout word, that's why That's why that I'm leading Breakout Church. That's the reason I call it Breakout, Breakout Prayer Network. It's because I believe that God wants us to break out. He wants to expand. He wants to expand us on the right, and he wants to expand us on the left. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 54, which really has been a key chapter in my life through expansion. And I know I'm preaching today to people that you have a wonderful plan for your life, but there's things that you may not be able to do on your own strength. You may be trying to open doors that you could never open. The Apostle Paul tried to get meet the disciples, but he couldn't do it. But he had a divine connection with Barnabas, and was able to get in. And you know, the Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 54, I want to read this to you. I'm going to pray for you in just a little bit. He said, "Enlarge the place of your tent." There's a lot of people just waiting around, sitting around, believing that someday something is going to happen. But the Bible says in Isaiah 54, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings." That means that as you begin to do something, God begins to do something. In other words, I begin to get up in 1966, give God the first hour of my day. I begin to do something. I begin to pray, and I begin to preach, and I begin to do what I knew to do. And then God begin to allow other people to come into my life to stretch out the curtains of my dwellings. And the prophet here said, "Don't spare, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left," or "you shall break out to the right or to the left." You know, David said in Psalms 18, he said, "I'm going to run through a troop." That's a breakthrough. Then he said, I'm going to leap over a wall, and that's a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you've never said, meet people you've never met, operate in gifts you've never operated in, and fly to places you've never flown, drive to locations you've never driven to, and so many, many things God wants to do in your life, but it comes through divine connections. You do something, and then God will cause other people to do something. And not only will it happen to you, but it says here that your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. So it is amazing how when you begin to pray for divine appointments and divine connections, what begins to happen in your life. And so some people never pray that prayer. Once I begin to pray that prayer, then God begin to respond with incredible opportunities. And somebody said, "Well, what about breakout? I mean, is that a scriptural thing?" Well, the Bible says in the book of Micah, chapter number 2, beginning with verse 13, "The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it." And so, you know, Satan, he wants to confine you to a small place. He wants to put barriers up and build walls so that you are faced with great limitations, when actually there are no limits. But the Lord said he will go before you, and he will cause other men, he will cause other people to help you do things that you could have never done, go places you could have never gone, meet people that you could never have met as a result of divine connections. So we pray, we get connected to the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit, in response to our prayers, he begins to bring us into the proper relationship. And so after I received that word in 1985, I only want you to go to places where you have a relationship, a divine connection. Things begin to change in my life, and I begin to get connected to people that I did not necessarily agree with them doctrinally. Maybe they didn't have the same color of skin or the same speech, or maybe they did not belong to the same denomination or the same structure that I thought would happen. But it became a connection by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit began to bond me to different preachers and pastors and people across America and around the world. And many of you today, of course, hear a lot of music that's played by Godfrey Bertel. I met Godfrey Bertel through my connection with B.B. Hankins, who introduced me to Norman Barnes in 1989 from England. We were ministering there at a conference, and Norman Barnes said to me, "Would you come to England?" And almost immediately I said yes, because I knew it was a connection. Norman and his wife Grace Barnes, for 2 or 3 years, they would go with Gene and I and would introduce us to different people. They would connect us with different pastors and different ministries and different churches. And they connected us with Gerald Coates, who was the leader of a pioneer movement of pastors and churches. And Gerald began to introduce us to other people. It was through that invitation that I was able to go to London in 1997 and minister there for a month. The revival continued on for 9 months. And it's gone on and on and on as a result of divine connections. And I am persuaded to believe that God is connecting. Michael Schonborn, who produces these broadcasts on BPN, he came out of that connection with B.B. Hankins and Norman Barnes. And then Norman Barnes introduced me to John Noble, and John Noble introduced me to Michael Schonborn. And Michael Schonborn is working with us today. That is the way it is. And you must understand that God wants to expand your world, enlarge your world, as a result of divine connections. And I'm going to pray with you right now. I believe there's some of you that are very frustrated where you're at in life, in your walk. You're very frustrated, and you have been trying to make some things happen, but you must understand that it is God that sets up divine appointments and divine connections. And when you pray, and you got to be alert, and when you get a divine connection, it's got to work both ways. It can't be, "Well, I feel like I'm in a relationship with him, but he does not respond. She does not respond." No, it's a mutual thing. That's how I met my great friends in Dallas, Texas, the Davenports, Brian and Debbie Davenport, through Larry Lee, and then through Mike Hankins. And then I met the Davenports, and through the Davenports, I've met other people. That's exactly the way it is working. And so you got to understand that God is at work in your life, and you may be very discouraged, saying things are not happening, but it's the Lord that directs your step. And so Tom Autry is going to come, play some music here, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the people that are listening today, that are attending Breakout Radio Church, and they may feel that nothing is happening in their lives, and they believe that they're supposed to pastor a church, or they're to be in business, or they're to be a missionary, or they are praying for a godly wife. They don't have a wife, or a godly husband. They don't have a husband, or they're believing for somebody to come and pray the prayer of faith. Lord, I pray today that this word will sink deep in the hearts of those that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, or those who may be listening to a replay each night at 8 o'clock on BPN Radio. And I ask, oh God, that you set up divine appointments and divine connections. Divine appointments and divine connections for these men and these women that are listening. And Lord, we would never be able to fulfill our assignments, our God-given assignments in this life, without those who will come and get connected with us And we are so very, very thankful and grateful today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I want to give those of you today that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ an opportunity to know him today. Because the greatest assignment, the greatest connection that you could ever have, the greatest connection that you could ever have is with the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, if you don't know him, I want to give you an opportunity to be saved, to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so you may not have a connection with the main one, and his name is Jesus. Whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved. And the Bible says, got it right here in front of me, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible said that we shall be saved. I want to give you an opportunity today to know Jesus. Would you say this prayer after me if you don't know the Lord? Or maybe you're not sure. Maybe at one time you signed a membership card. Or maybe you did say a prayer, but you just feel like you have no connection. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. You rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And if you said that prayer and you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose on the third day, I declare that your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you're now a Christian. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we have members across America, different parts of the world. Here's what you do. You go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And when you get there, there is a place for you to sign your membership card. And if you'll just click on there and give us your information, including your phone number, because we'll want to call you from time to time to check on you. Myself or a member of our leadership team to check on you, see what we can do for you, how we can pray for you. You sign that membership card and then you submit it and we will be in touch with you. We'll be in contact with you if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. It's good to get connected. It's good to get connected. And we're not leading a local church, but we're leading a worldwide church. People that are on the go, people that are homebound, people that are confined, people that are not connected to another church, so forth and so on. And I'm so delighted to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. And I'm grateful. Just go in there, sign your membership card, and submit that to us. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity today to give your tithe and offering. It's good to have one of our leaders at Breakout Radio Church, a man that I've been in a relationship with since 1986. That's a long time. Gene Massey. Gene is a great man of God. It's good to have Gene and Sally on our leadership team. And Gene is going to come and receive the Sunday morning tithes and offerings and contributions for Breakout Radio Church. Come on, Gene.
Morning, Dale. Appreciate the word that you gave to us this morning and how important it is to be in relationship with people. I want to give a little testimony this morning. Bear with me for a little bit. About when I first heard the voice of God and the kind of relationships that came out of it. In 1968, I was a United States Marine Corps helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And on one particular day, my crew and I had been assigned to be a part of a troop lift to pick some troops up out of the northern mountains of Vietnam and transport them to a base about 15 miles away. we had loaded about 16 troops had just lifted off from the zone, and my co-pilot was flying. And at about 400 to 500 feet, I heard one of the engines go out and looked at my instruments to find out that, sure enough, we'd lost all power from one engine. We had two engines on this helicopter. In the heat and altitude of that mountain, the CH-46 just wouldn't fly on one engine. So I took control of the aircraft, began to look for a place to make an emergency landing in the jungle. There's not much time to react at 400 feet, but as I was turning left, I saw the only possible landing zone was a small level spot in a mountainside. They had used Agent Orange to kill the trees in that area, and there were some dead trees at the edge of the zone and in it, but it was the best place to make a landing. You know, sure enough, when you think you're going to die, your life really does flash before you. I thought about Sally and our oldest son, Matthew, who was just a baby at the time. And in the midst of all of this, I heard a sinister voice say, "Gene, you're going to die." But immediately after that, another stronger, calming voice spoke up inside me and said, "Oh, no, you're not." And so we crashed through those trees and came to a stop, what the Navy calls a perfect landing, because everybody walked away. And the helicopter was shaking so violently because we had lost so much of our rotor blades that my knees were bleeding from trying to hold on to my armored seat and reach the controls to turn off the remaining engine and hit the rotor blade brake to stop the shaking. So when it all stopped and settled down, I tried to get out through my emergency door at my right arm, and I couldn't get out because a large tree was wedged up against it. It was missed hitting the side of my cockpit by less than a foot. But we all got out fine. Another helicopter came, horses out of the jungle. And that's been 48 years ago. And a month or so ago, I wasn't feeling very good. I was fatigued and almost lifeless and went to the doctor. They said my thyroid was out of whack, and so that's all been taken care of. I'm feeling better. But because of some symptoms, they wanted to check out my heart. To make a long story short, they found out that I had 5 blockages in my heart. Now, I have no family history of heart disease, but I found out that veterans who were exposed to the Agent Orange that they used to kill those trees in Vietnam causes heart disease like mine. So why am I telling you this little testimony? Well, for one thing, it's about knowing the voice of God is with you in tough times and knowing that he's with you all the time and can take care of you. And it's because as a Christian, I know that as I go through adversity, I can be victorious in situations because God is with me. And he'll send me through this situation. But I know what comfort and encouragement God's people can be when we're all in times of need. I'm calling on relationships now with Christian friends who've gone through what I'm going through. And that's why Dale and Gene have it in their heart to reach around the world and speak comfort and encouragement into our lives. Because it's important to have relationships. It's important to have people that can laugh with you when times are good and to encourage and comfort you when times aren't so good. So we just want to say for Dale and Gene and for the church team, we would just love to hear from you. Build a relationship with us. No matter where you are in the world, send us an email. Go to the prayer room this morning. Let us know you're listening. If you've received Christ, we would love to hear about that and rejoice with you, because we really want to be a blessing to you and build relationships. And so if the church has been a blessing to you, we'd ask you to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. Please click that donate button at the bottom of the page at BPN Radio, and you can use either PayPal or a credit card or a debit card. And you can also make a check payable to Breakout Prayer Network, Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. We really do appreciate your gifts. Remember, they're tax deductible. And we would love to be in relationship with you. Thank you, Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Gene Massey, one of our leaders here at Breakout Radio Church. And Well, we have some music. We just want to give you that opportunity to give and say thank you so very, very much for your contributions, your offerings, your tithes, whatever it may be. And once again, of course, the address that you can mail your checks to is Breakout, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, and you're giving. And also, of course, as Gene said, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page is a donate button. You can use your PayPal or several of your credit cards. So we'll wait on you just a moment while you give. Father, bless the people that are giving today. Thank you for this testimony of Gene Massey, and we speak healing over Gene Massey, the blockages that he has. We just speak healing over him right now and over everyone who needs healing in Jesus' name, that you would touch them with the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for it and believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll give you just a few moments before we come back with some more prayers and special announcements. We'll give you just a moment to give today. Father, I pray that you bless those that are given today. I pray that you would multiply their seed in Jesus' name. Multiply their seed and bless them. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Would you help me pray right now here at Breakout Radio Church for our presidential election coming up? We're facing some crucial days in America. And I want you to help me pray right now. Father, we set ourselves in agreement with the membership of Breakout Radio Church and those others that may be listening today, asking, O God, that you come and minister to this nation, minister to the United States of America. And Lord, we pray for a president today that will stand for biblical truths, that will stand against abortion. They will stand for life. They will be pro-life. We pray for those today that are standing for traditional marriage, that you give us a president standing for traditional marriage, and one, Father God, that will select and nominate a very conservative man or woman to the Supreme Court, as well as others during their tenure. God, deliver us from those that would want to destroy our freedoms of religion in America and give ourselves as a nation over to other nations, to the highest bidder. We pray in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our presidential election that's coming up. I pray, O God, for another spiritual awakening in America. And I'm thankful, Lord, that men and women across America and around the world, even people around the world, are praying, because they know that as America goes, so goes the world. And so I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would awaken this nation. I pray for revivals in town after town and city after city in America today, in every place, in Jesus' name, where the bloodstained banner is being lifted. And I pray, Lord, that there will be revival in the streets of our nation. We set ourselves in agreement, and we repent, Lord, for the sins of our nation today. As Daniel repented for his sins and the sins of his nation, we repent, O God, for taking prayer out of our schools. We repent for all the 57 million babies that have been aborted in America. We repent for same-sex marriage. We repent, O God, for taking prayer out of the homes and prayer out of the churches. And we ask, O God, that you awaken this nation. Would you help me pray, church? Awaken this nation In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And would you pray on a daily basis for BPN Radio, a radio network that we founded almost 2 years ago to broadcast around the clock music and prayer and scriptures and calling people to pray. And so would you pray, when you pray, would you pray for BPN Radio? We would be so very thankful, and we would be so very, very grateful. I'm so very, very thankful for you listening today. I'm so thankful that God has placed you in our lives. I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to lead a worldwide church, not a local church, which I've done before, but Gene and I are delighted to lead a worldwide church, Breakout Radio Church. Tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church, and join us, of course, every Sunday morning live here on BPN Radio and on KJAK FM every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time in Lubbock, Texas. And I know that you people in Lubbock are being blessed, and we're so very, very thankful to have you as a part of Breakout Prayer Network and Breakout Radio Church. And so it's been a joy to have you on today. God bless you for coming to church today, this morning. God bless you. We are so very, very thankful and grateful to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. We hope to hear from you. God bless you. And we'll be back next Sunday morning for Breakout Radio Church. You have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.